Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I thought we'd try a little bit different music today. I don't know why. I was just feeling funky. It's hump day. Well, it's actually Thursday. But I keep thinking it's hump day. But anyway, a lot of good stuff going on today. Arkansas Razorbacks, they're going to be taking the field here in about an hour. Game three of the SEC tournament, going to be taking on LSU. Ought to be a pretty good matchup today. I forgot who was pitching. Darn it. That's why it's such a good game, is just because of the pitching matchup. I'm trying to find it here real fast. Let me look up the Arkansas Razorback website. Arkansas, you got some good stuff. Got some information about a football camp coming up that I want to mention. Alex Mortensen, former quarterback of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Everybody has heard of his dad, Chris Mortensen of ESPN, good friend of mine, a former customer of mine. Let me put it that way. Back when I was an employee of the Dillard's organization, used to do some business with Chris Mortensen. And see, Arkansas Razorbacks, I don't want to go to the shopping site. I want to go to the regular site. Would help if I learned how to spell Arkansas Razorbacks, right? You would think, being a Cog fan, if somebody knows the matchup, well, I don't think... get it into me so I could talk about it. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. 347-326-9073.
Montgomery.
I'm still trying to find it out. Who's the top pitcher for Arkansas? Crap, darn it. I try to be educated and informed, and I come off sounding like an idiot. I apologize for that, boys and girls. We're going to find out right now. Now that I had my... the problem is I've lost my Bluetooth. So I actually have to hold the phone, and which means I only have one hand to type with. I know that's not an excuse. I apologize. But Captain, I'm giving she all she got. I know, that was a bad Mr. Scott impression. Has anybody seen the new Star Trek film yet? If anybody has seen the new Star Trek film, I want them to call in and kind of give a movie review. Please. Give us a review. Pretty please. Please? Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm doing my research, trying to find out, is it Stanek I'm thinking of? I can't remember. But anyway, I'm trying to find it right here. If my computer will ever wake the freak up. It must be this weather. It's cloudy outside. We're supposed to be getting some more rain today. So, I don't know. Now the computer's acting up. I'm not getting an internet signal. So, I don't know what's going on. But it's about to pee me off. As long as I got the phone, I'm happy. means I can't take call-ins. But I apologize for that. I don't know how to work the three-way calling on this thing. I don't know on my personal phone. I don't know if I have to call you or you have to call me or just what. I don't understand how. And I got an iPhone, okay, and I'm still I've had it a couple of months now, and I'm still working out the little bugs on it. If somebody wants to try to call in on my. If somebody wants to try to call in on my cell phone, I can try to add it, 479-236-1007. If somebody wants to try giving me a call to see if I can figure out how to do a three-way call, that way I could still at least have some guests on the show, we can figure that out. I normally don't like giving out my personal phone, but when... I don't even know if we're still on the air. That's the sad part. If we're still on the air, would somebody please give me a shout and let me know? Because I don't know. Because for some reason, my computer is not getting a signal today. So I don't know if... We're having a problem with the internet today. So I don't know if we're still on the air or not. All I can do is keep talking about what I plan on talking about. Okay. I just got a text message that we are still on the air. Good, good, good. Okay. As soon as we get this crazy thing figured out, I'll let you know. Let's see here. Stanek against Noah is the matchup that's scheduled. So anyway, okay. I think we're back on the computer. So if anybody wants to call in, 347-326-9073. Even if you just call in long enough to let me know that you can hear me, that we are still on the air. You know, I'm kind of befuddled right now. So there you go. 347-326-9073 is the call-in number. Anyway, I was talking about Alex Mortensen, good friend of mine. His dad's a good friend of mine. Like I say, back when I used to work for Dillard's, used to work in the fine clothing department. So Alex Morton was always coming in getting suits for one of his jaunts across America with ESPN. Well, anyway, Alex Mortensen sent me a press release about his North 2013 Pass-In Academy. It's going to be 3 days. And so here's what's going on. On May 31st, there's going to be a football clinic. It's going to be at the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, and it's going to be 9 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And you can register at playnextlevel.com. Okay, playnextlevel.com. And basically what they're going to be talking about, anybody interested in learning about offensive football are welcome to come. It does say athletic grades 9 through 12 are not permitted due to SEC recruiting regulations, which I can understand. So, speaker will teach concepts in the passing game using lecture, diagrams, video, and question and answer. The fee is $50. You also get dinner provided by the catfish hole. guest speakers, and this is on the Friday night, Jim Chaney, Arkansas Razorback new offensive coordinator, Hal Mummy, SMU passing game coordinator, former head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats. I believe he was at either New Mexico or New Mexico State for a while. Hal Mummy pretty much created the air raid offense. So he's going to be there. Dowell Logans, a Tennessee Titan offensive coordinator, 32 years old, and he is the youngest offensive coordinator in the NFL. He's going to be there. And then Rick Jones, Greenwood High School head coach, National Coach of the Year, and six-time state champion coach, Rick Jones. That's Friday night, okay? The good stuff, in my opinion, I mean, it's fun learning more coaching stuff. So definitely, I mean, if you can go, you know, if you can go Friday, especially if you're a coach, you know, go Friday. Like I say, athletes grade 9 through 12 are not permitted because, you know, SEC and NCAA rules. The football camps are Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd. There are going to be two locations, Woodland Junior High in Fayetteville, Arkansas on day one, and then Fayetteville High School on day two, 8 to 5 p.m. on Saturday at Woodland Junior High, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Fayetteville. Once again, you can sign up for this at playnextlevel.com, ages 7 through 18. Positions, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, running back, fullback. It's a skill development camp. If you want to participate one day, it's $100. If you want to participate 2 days, it's $200. One of the guest coaches, we're going to go down the coaches, but one of the guest coaches is going to be former Dallas Cowboy Hall of Fame player Michael Irvin. That's right, the legendary Michael Irvin. He's going to be there on day two, which would be Sunday. Three-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Fame receiver, Michael Irvin. Dowell Logans, once again, Tennessee Titan offensive coordinator, is going to be there. Clint Sterner, Arkansas quarterback, 7,000 career passing yards. He's played for the Cowboys, NFL Europe, and Arena Football. Of course, Alex Mortensen, former Arkansas quarterback, passing game coordinator at New Mexico Highland University. Quarterback Emmanuel Lewis averaged 366 yards per game, which ranked him number two in the nation at New Mexico Highlands under Alex Morton. Good stuff right there. Stephen Parker, offensive coordinator for New Mexico Highlands. Let's see. In 2012, he led a nationally ranked top five offense, top five passing offense. Parker was an all-SEC player at Arkansas. So you're learning from some great guys. Casey Dick, Arkansas quarterback with close to 5,900 career yards. He's had tryouts with the Jets and the Dolphins. He's still trying to break through with the NFL. So check him out. Joe Ferguson, 18-year NFL veteran, personally one of my brother Steve's all-time favorite quarterbacks. Great guy. I've had chances to talk with Joe Ferguson several occasions. Great guy. Always willing to stop and talk. Hall of Fame quarterback with the Buffalo Bills. Joe Ferguson's also in the Arkansas and Louisiana Hall of Fame. Zach Clark. Former Fayetteville Bulldog, he threw for over 5,900 yards at University of Central Arkansas. He formerly, I don't know if he is still there now, but he's Fayetteville offensive, former offensive coordinator. Jared McBride, 1996 Gatorade Player of the Year, former Arkansas QB, current head coach at Lakeside High. Steve Warren, Abilene, Texas High School, 2009 Texas 5A state champ, current president of the Texas High School Coaches Association. He's going to be there. And another special guest, ESPN Chris Mortensen, is going to be there for a meet and greet and question and answer quest session with the parents. So there you go. I mean, great stuff right there. So if you're a quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, running back, fullback, and you want to get some top quality instruction, then check out this football camp. If you're listening to the show, send me a message and I will email you the information about the Northwest Arkansas Passing Academy. Once again, the football clinic is May 31st, and that's going to be at the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce. And then the actual football camp will be June 1st and 2nd. So make sure you get it. If you're interested about that stuff, make sure you get in touch with me, and we will let you know about that. 347-326-9073 is the phone number. So, anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Don't forget, Hogs do up probably around 5 o'clock. They're going to be hitting the air. Want to say a big shout out to my boys at Pro-Am Belts. Man, these guys are turning out some great looking belts. I have a lot of promoters across the United States that I have personally talked to. Well, they have turned around, gone to Pro-Am Belts. They've gone to Pro-Am Belts to get their belts. And they are just awesome. Great looking stuff coming out of Pro-Am Belt. I want to thank them for being official sponsors of the Greg Squirrel Show. Let's see, who was I looking for? I was supposed to have Bryant Pappas back on the show today. But I haven't been able to get through to him. So hopefully I can get through to him before he comes on the air. I'm sending a message to somebody that I'm... Okay. That's what I'm... We're still working on that one. All right. See if I can get a hold of him this way.
SEC, the official boss of the SEC. Freedom is not free, and when courageous want to sacrifice itself to preserve it, a hero's welcome they deserve. Be a season.
Kind of letting away my secret right there. So anyway, don't forget, we got three big events coming up that we're going to be a part of. We're going to talk about them right now. June 1st, Striking Muay Thai, Muay Thai Kickboxing coming to the Muskogee Civic Center. StrikingFight.com is the website. You can look them up on there, get your tickets. It's going to be a great event. We kind of went down to card yesterday. We're going to have Ty Pilgrim, the promoter. We're going to have him on here in the next week talking about that event. Also, once again, that's the Muskogee Civic Center, Muskogee, Oklahoma, Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. They got like 10, 15 fights on the card scheduled right now. So, like I say, get ready for that big event. Next weekend, June 8th, we're going to be back up Springfield, Missouri for Uncivil War MMA at the O'Reilly Family Event Center. That is on the Drury University campus up there at Springfield. Once again, just a big show coming up there. Going to be about 4 or 5 title fights, 2 or 3 contender fights, winner of those fights getting shot at the championship. So make sure you check that out. So got that coming up. And then June 29th, we're going to be at Fort Smith, Arkansas, at the Fort Smith Convention Center down by the Holiday Inn. Extreme Fighting Inc. Infinity. And we're still taking a poll. We got 3 songs right now, and they're in a dead heat. So we need people to be calling in, typing in, sending messages on Blog Talk. The songs are Burn It to the Ground Tonight by Nickelback, Cult of Personality, and I still can't remember the name of the group that sings that, and I keep looking it up. And then Five Finger Death Punch, I think it's called The Cure or something like that. I'll have to get with my friend Christina who submitted that song. But right now, all 3 of those songs are just tearing it up. As far as the polls, I mean, there were within 4 or 5 of each other. So definitely to everybody to check in on that. 347-326-9073. If you're wanting to call in, comment about something, if there's something on your mind, we will be glad to have you call in for that. Don't forget, the folks over at Oklahoma, still keep them in your thoughts and prayers. They're still digging out from over there. Last I heard, it had gone from search and rescue. I think they found everybody that they expected to find. And so now I think they're turning it into a search and recover, where now they're just trying to recover, stuff for the families. So thoughts and prayers are still going out to the people of Oklahoma. We got guest 1907 in the guest room. How you doing? Well, thank you for listening to the show. Sending them a message on how you doing. Once again, 347-326-9073. We got a little over 30 minutes, about 36 minutes left in the show today, and I still haven't been able to track down Bryant Pappas because I was still wanting Bryant Pappas to talk more on this situation with the New York State Athletic Association. Now, I was reading some stuff somewhere. I forget where it was. It might have been on Yahoo Sports. My Bible. Let's see here. New York is getting their stuff together to start allowing MMA events in New York. All I know is I hope these idiots don't regulate UFC like they've done to boxing. But once again, like I said before, and I'll continue to push this, it falls back on the fighters. or it falls back on the promoters, whether it be Dana White, UFC, whether it be your independent promoters. The independent promoters have got to grow a set of stones and tell the fighters you use the equipment provided or you don't fight. Otherwise, somebody's going to get hurt and they're going to leave themselves open to a lawsuit. And I'm not saying this to step on anybody's toes. I'm not saying this to make anybody mad. I'm saying this because I care about the sport. I have grown to love boxing in UFC. But doggone it, you cannot let these fighters call the shots. You know, just like a fighter that refuses, I'm not going to name names, John Jones. I'm not, you know, just like the fighters. You know, you fight who the promoter tells you to. You know, we respect the fighters' opinions about the people they're getting put up against. But the bottom line is you fight who the promoter tells you to. The sign of being a true professional is you will step into the ring, whether the guy earns the title, is worthy of a title shot or not. If you are a true professional, whether you're professional or amateur, you will step into the ring against anybody, anytime, anywhere. And you don't sit back and say, well, this guy's not worthy of being in the... Prove it in the ring. This is my rant for the day, okay? Prove it in the ring. If you don't think a particular fighter is worthy of a title shot, just get in the ring and prove it. Don't stand back and say, well, I'm not going to fight this guy. You know? At least that's how I would be. You know? I'm a champion. I'm a fighter, period. I'm not really. I'm just saying. If I was a fighter, if I was a champion especially, I'm going to fight whoever the promoter feels is worthy of fighting for that belt. Even if the guy deserves the fight or not, I'm going to step into that ring against whoever the promoter tells me to. Because that is the sign of being a professional. Whether you're fighting amateur or whether you are fighting pro, there's still that little professionalism. Who agrees with me on that? Who doesn't agree with me on that? 347-326-9073. Step up, let your voice be heard. I'm not going to get mad if you have an opinion different than mine. I'm not that kind of guy. We'll argue about it. But the bottom line, I want to know how other people feel about this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put that on my Facebook post right now. Should a fighter be able to dictate
continue to work here for the Commodores? It is 8-9 and the top of the order for South Carolina. Here's Tanner English. He doubles back to the 10th team in the score.
You know, I've talked about this before. I just put that on my Facebook. Should a fighter in boxing or MMA be able to dictate who he fights or don't fight? Personally, I don't think he should. If you're a true fighter, if you are confident of your skills and your abilities,
last year, came so close to play for the College World Series championship. They got knocked out of the pool play by South Carolina.
Should a fighter, no matter what his skills or his abilities, be able to dictate who he fights? We want to say hi to Opie. Haven't heard from Opie in a while. He's listening in. He's in the chat room. Come on in. Talk to Opie. Back to the question at hand. Should a boxer or MMA fighter be able to dictate who he fights or don't fight? Opie's in the chat room. His comments, of course he shouldn't be able to pick who he fights. He should have to fight all comers. And I agree. I mean, it's just plain simple. If you are confident of your skill, then you should be willing to fight whoever, whenever. You know, and especially if you're a champion. And I guess I got to keep going back to John Jones when he turned down, who was it he turned down the fight with? If I was Dana White, I know John Jones is a money cow. Or a cash cow, money cow, whatever you want to call it. But you got to draw the line. Exactly. Is it the tail wagging the dog, or is it the other way around? So, you know, I'm anxious to get some other response to this. You know, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in and comment on this, I would love to have you. Let's see. I think Alabama ended up beating Ole Miss. I'm not sure who's playing right now. Vanderbilt and somebody. I'm not sure who Vanderbilt's playing. Opie. I know Opie's watching. Opie, who's Vanderbilt playing? Hogs hasn't started yet. Opie was asking what's the score of the Arkansas game. They haven't started yet. Vanderbilt. Let's see. Vanderbilt just won their game, whoever they were playing.
I don't remember.
It's not Arkansas, so I really don't care. That's how it is. So anyway. I forgot what I was going to say. I do that all the time. I don't know what it is, but I keep losing my track of thought. I'm a dingleberry. What can I say? Careful, Opie. Vandy beat South Carolina. That's who it was. I know Opie's going to make a dingleberry comment. I'm just waiting on it. I hope he says I'm old. Well, hey. Have you looked in the mirror lately, Opie? Just saying. I've known Opie most of my life. So, most of my life. I've known Opie all my life. So, anyway. Me and Opie like to pick on each other. Oh, so what were we going to talk about? Oh, let's see. I didn't go over headlines. Oh, I did hear some sad news today. I don't know how many people out there remember the original SWAT, not the movie with Samuel L. Jackson. I'm talking about the TV series. The main guy in charge, Hondo, played by Steve Forrester. Read on the news this morning that Steve Forrester had passed away. What was really cool about the SWAT movie with Samuel and what's his name? Oh, my, I can't believe I forgot his name. Anyway, the SWAT movie with Samuel L. Jackson. See, I'm getting old. I forget people. Samuel L. Jackson and Colin Farrell. That's who it was. Samuel L. Jackson, Colin Farrell. They did the movie version of SWAT. And I think it also had LL Cool J in his abs and his lips. Drove the girls nuts. Michelle Rodriguez. And I can't remember the other two. Well, anyway, what was so cool about the movie version of SWAT is they had Steve Forrester do a cameo at the end of the movie. And I thought that was kind of cool. Having the original Hondo, Steve Forrester, at the end of the SWAT movie. Anyway, Steve passed away. I think it said he was like 84 or something. Good actor, I mean. I'm trying to think some of the other movies he was in. He was in a lot of the old westerns, Big Valley, Bonanza. That's pretty much where he got his start. And then, of course, the SWAT is where he really got his start. Robert Urich. I don't remember how many people remember the show Spencer for Hire. Robert Urich was in the original SWAT TV show. So, anyway, thoughts and prayers go out to Hondo. His favorite quote in SWAT was, "Let's roll." So all I can say is, Hondo, let's roll, baby. Go take us out some bad guys. Let's see here. I've gotten several Facebook instant messages, and everybody pretty much agrees with what I've been saying, that if you're a true fighter and you're confident of your skills, you're going to fight with whoever the promoter says. No ands, ifs, or buts. You're going to fight whoever the promoter tells you. Who's ready to go see Fast Six? I got a question. And maybe I'm wrong. But I finally sat down of all of the Fast and Furious movies. I actually sat down last night and watched Tokyo Drift. Fell asleep a couple of times. But that, once again, that could be that age thing. Yes, that's right. Opie, you the man. Thank you for reminding me. Steve Forrest was in North Dallas 40. He played the owner of the football team that Nick Nolte and Sammy Davis Jr. played for. Ooh, boy. Ow! My knee just twitched because I remember that scene. Oh, man. Because I don't like needles as it is. And when I think of North Dallas 40, I think of that scene where Nick Nolte is having that 500-foot needle dug into his knee. Oh, man, my knee just twitched all over the place. Wow. Ain't it funny how certain thoughts about certain shows and movies and stuff make your body react in certain ways. Careful, 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 careful. Oh, we got an update here. Trey Thompson, a 6'9", 250-pound, out of Forest City, has committed to play basketball at Arkansas. He chose Arkansas over Memphis, Florida, and Mississippi State. He also joins Anton Beard, a point guard out of Little Rock. So how's that for you, Hog fans? That's good stuff right there. Trey Thompson, 6'9", 250. Woo, boy. I dare somebody. I said, I know. I did say Sammy Davis. Mac Davis, not Sammy Davis. God. Greg, where is your brain at? Hey, I got the last name right. Come on. Wow. Opie? Okay, I think we're putting Opie, we're banning Opie from the chat room. No, 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 we can't do that. Opie keeps me in line. Anyway, back to the Razorback Hotwire. Trey Thompson, 6'9", 250, Forest City, has committed to play basketball for your Hoggles. Now, hey, Opie, I know you're listening. Now, can you imagine Sammy Davis Jr.?
Okay, babe. Okay, babe. It goes like this, babe. You're just going to go out here, babe. You're just going to juke to the right, and I'm just going to throw you the ball, babe. The Candyman can, babe.
Come on. Okay, that wasn't the best Sammy Davis impression on the planet, but, you know, I try.
Hey, babe. Come on now.
Every time I think of Sammy Davis Jr., I think of Don Cheadle in the Rat Pack. Uh-oh, hold on. Mental picture. Christina Aguilera is playing on the TV. Hold on. Okay. Back to the show. She's looking good. She's kind of got rid of some of that weight. She's not wearing as much makeup. I forgot how hot she really was. Here's a question for you. And obviously today's show has gotten totally off sports. I keep trying to reel it back in, but we just keep throwing the line back out. What my favorite? I don't like American Idol. Opie says he's the mistake guy, like pardoning. Yeah, you are, like on Pardon the Interruption. Okay, anyway, I don't like American Idol. America's Got Talent I can tolerate because they do allow old farts like me on. I've not tried out, but I wanted to. But I like The Voice because, you know, just because of the concept. The way they start out is, people come on and sing. You don't know what they look like. You're going straight off their voice. Okay. The first two seasons, it was Adam Levine from Maroon 5, CeeLo Green and his pets, Christina Aguilera, and Blake Shelton. This past season, CeeLo and Xtina decided they wanted to do their go back and do some stuff with their chosen careers. So they had Usher and Shakira. Is it my imagination or has Shakira gotten hot since she had that baby? For a while, I didn't think she was that good looking. But since she's had that baby, Shakira got it going on. So anyway, my opinion, to even it out, I think they should have two guys and two girls. I think they should, they just announced the last couple of days that CeeLo and Christina will be coming back for next season. Well, I think they should have hell, bring on Miranda Lambert. She's feisty. She's, you know, Miranda Lambert's feisty. I was watching one of her concert videos. Matter of fact, I think it was from the Country Music Awards or something, and she's feisty. She's married to Blake Shelton. I think that would be fun right there, is to have Adam Levine or CeeLo or Usher, one of those three, have Christina, then have Blake Shelton, and either Miranda Lambert or Shakira. Maybe I'm goofy. I don't know. I just think it'd be more. What's the word I'm looking for? I just think it'd be more fun having two guys, two girls. Then you could have the guys taking on each other. Opie says he votes yes. To what? Opie, come on. Got to be specific, buddy. Shakira and Xtina, or Xtina and Miranda Lambert. Come on. Yes, I am goofy. I will admit. I'm just saying. But, yeah, I was watching one of Miranda Lambert's videos from one of the award show, and she was doing Mama's Broken Heart, and she's feisty.
Game is over, and everybody is going to look at the second baseman, Max Schrock.
So anyway. We got a little less than 15 minutes left in the show today. Don't forget, tomorrow, the Big Friday show. No telling what we'll talk about tomorrow. Opie, who's in the chat room, just put a devil face. I'm not sure what that's for. I'm afraid to ask. Knowing Opie, it could be a plethora of things. Never mind. Yeah. He cracks me up. Oh, wow. Oh, let's go back over to the headlines. Went to mention RG3 was back on the field today. And he was actually able to plant and throw. Didn't gambling or anything. He's also known, but at least he was able to plant and throw. That's a good. For all you hockey fans out there, the Colorado Avalanche has signed hired Hall of Famer Patrick Waugh as their new coach. I think that's a good move. I like Patrick Waugh. Here's a little bit of news out of the NFL. Arizona Cardinals have signed former LSU defensive back Tyrann Mathieu. I think that Mateo or Mathieu, the Honey Badger. Now just keep his rooms. Just keep a room over at the Promises or whatever it's called. Or Betty Ford Center. Keep him a room next to a Lindsay Lohan available. And there'll be no problem. Because you know he's going to end up there. That's why I got kicked off of LSU's football team, because he keeps his nose out of the drugs. But sounds like Arizona's going to take a shot with him. They've already said that they've got the Betty Ford Center on speed dial. And it's amazing what blessings could follow. So anxious to see how that works out. I mean, maybe it was the drugs. But he did some good stuff. I don't know. It could have been the drugs. What do I know? Do you agree We got about 10 minutes left. Do you agree with all this comparison between LeBron and Michael Jordan? I'm sorry. You know, as everybody says, you're looking at different times. Maybe we're looking at different times. But I still feel if you take Kobe, you take LeBron, and whoever else's name you want to throw in the list, and you put him against Jordan back in his prime, I still think Jordan wipes the boards with him. I may be wrong. I may be dead wrong. But I just think, overall, if you take Kobe, you take LeBron, and you put him against Jordan in his prime, in his day, still Jordan. And everybody knows that I am not the world's greatest Kobe fan. I'll admit to that. I agree with that. Opie's a sports freak. I mean, Opie says Jordan was way ahead of his day. He did things 20 years ago that only a few can do today. That's what makes him the best. I agree. God, do I agree. And I mean, even Phil Jackson has a book coming out called 11 Rings. And so, Phil Jackson said, Jordan, you know, just takes them. And so, LeBron's the best in the game today because he's not a ball hog. Am I being too hard on Kobe? I don't know. I've just never liked Kobe. Kobe just seems like it's all about me. You know, if he ain't getting his touches or all that stuff, then he's going to go, wow, a lot of comparison. Kobe is the Derek Jeter of the NBA. Wow. Okay. Yeah, but he doesn't have as good looking as girlfriends as Derek does. Kobe's married for one thing. I saw the funniest sign. I'm going to end on this. I saw the funniest picture the other day, and it was a picture of a flower shop. And above the door, there was a sign that says, "How mad is she?" And then it had the different size flowers. I thought that was funny. How mad is she? Then you have different size flowers. Is she in a good mood? You get this size flowers. Is she in a decent mood? You get this size flowers. Is she agitated? The next size. Is she mad? This size. Is she on the verge of snapping your head off? You get her the big flowers. You know, I thought that was funny. That was funny. So, anywho, don't forget, tomorrow's Friday. Hope everybody has a good weekend. I'm going to be having fun with the Van Buren High School project graduation. I'm going to be hanging out with the chillins, do that overnight thing, kind of an overgrown baby center. Wow, Opie. No, if she's that mad, it's diamond ring time, Opie. Come on. LeBron learned that from the Colorado situation. Diamond ring. Thank you very much. Opie says if she's that mad, forget the flowers and go to your girlfriend's instead. Wow. All right. Anyway, as I was talking about, I'm going to be DJing project graduation for Van Buren High School tomorrow night, you know. Going to be having fun. Going to have the karaoke machine fired up. We're going to be karaokeing with Van Buren High School. That's going to be fun. I'm looking over the headlines just to see if there's anything else that we want to talk about. Don't even get me started on the Westboro cult. Them idiots. I tried getting a hold of the sheriff's department over it, and I know they're busy. But, I mean, Westboro just needs to stay away from more Oklahoma. But I laughed, and I mentioned this on the show yesterday, when they went down to West Texas for the fertilizer plant explosion, they went down there to protest. Don't know why. Because they're idiots. That's the only thing I can figure out. And the sheriff down at Westboro put him in jail. I think he said suspicion of disorderly conduct was his reason for holding them. Because he had, you know, and he said, hey, I'm not arresting you. I'm just holding you for 24 hours for suspicion. I want to thank everybody that, you know, I've gotten some more comments. Everybody is in agreement that a fighter should not be able to dictate. A true fighter is willing to fight whoever, whenever. Thank you, Paul Eubanks, good friend of mine. Down in, where are you at now, Paul? I don't remember. Anyway, Paul Eubanks says, can't call yourself a fighter if you don't fight anyone, anytime, anywhere. Just say it. Paul Eubanks, one of my old wrestling buddies. Jeff Bogue, another friend of mine. If a fighter wants to be a fighter, they need to accept all challenges. Otherwise, they have no business calling themselves a fighter. I agree. Went to mention Jaime Garcia, probably out for the remainder of the season. They did announce today that he's going to be undergoing surgery. So best wishes to Jaime Garcia. Where do you get a name, Jaime Garcia? We need to find the root of that name. So anyway, we're about to get out of here. Everybody have a great evening. I'm getting ready to go watch some Razorback baseball. See what they do to those LSU kitty cats. Otherwise, we will see everybody Friday edition right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Opie, behave. Bye.